This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
On today's podcast, I got a little bit teary.
Oh, yes, you did.
I went to something and I got a bit teary, and Celine Dion may have been involved, as did a beast. As was a beast.
And
they are not the same person.
I was going to say, not to be confused with the same thing.
No, and there was a beauty and there was cheese.
Okay.
We talked tearing up. What makes you tear up? What makes you boys tear up? Nothing, because you are so manly.
Hey? No, long podcast intro. Is that what makes me tear up?
This is the Triple Threat Podcast.
Guys.
You're getting teary.
So you may think differently. Actually, I don't know what you think. I'm not really that emotional. Do you think I'm emotional?
Oh, I've seen you in front of cheese.
Besides food? Would you call me an emotional person?
I wouldn't say you're emotionally irrational.
No, I'm not irrational.
I don't think you're an emotional person.
Not overly.
Really. No.
Nah.
Like at your birthday when you made a speech, not really emotional.
Nah, like if I have to turn it on, but it's not really.
Sure, we can all do that.
Yeah, like I'm more like, oh, funny, move on, you know. So, weekend, I went to a concert, which was what was given to me for my birthday by my lovely partner.
Oh, that's lovely.
One of the things that I got was, oh my goodness, I think these guys might have actually been a Joy sponsor. And if they weren't, they should have been. It was the Melbourne Symphony Orchestra.
Disney.
Yes, because I heard the...
They were a Joy sponsor.
Yeah, they were a Joy sponsor because I heard them on air. The Melbourne Sydney Symphony Orchestra presented Disney songs.
Oh, yes, I did see this actually.
Now, so it was in South Wharf, and it was the Melbourne Symphony Orchestra. I keep saying it.
It's a very long word to say.
MSO.
MSO.
The MSO doing Disney songs. And it was, they had four singers from America, and they were doing all of the classics. Mm-hmm. So they started off with just a few different instrumental pieces, and they got out these four singers. And between the four of them, they pretty much covered the different musical styles of quite a few different songs. And there was like Aladdin, and there was like Frozen, Cinderella. They went back to like amazing. Even as far back as like Sleeping Beauty, but then recent ones with Frozen. I love Disney. Like a lot of people love Disney.
Oh, who doesn't?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a childhood right there.
Childhood, right? So we went
Lion King.
Yeah. The last song they did. So
They didn't do Hakuna Matata.
No, they didn't.
Oh!
They came back. So the last song they did was Let It Go, but then they came back for an encore and they did the first song from The Lion King.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Whatever it is.
Circle of Life.
Circle of Life. Amazing.
They didn't do Timon and Pumbaa's.
Okay. No. No Timon and Pumbaa songs.
No. No Hakuna Matata.
Yep.
No. And I was really happy because I love Disney. I love to sing. They had half price cheese platters and we got there and my partner was like, we can't buy cheese because I still have some of the 2 kilos that you guys gave me for my birthday. I've probably got about 700 grams left.
There's not many places that are BYO cheese.
No, well, I can't bring like, you know, half a wheel.
No.
Anyway, so I got that, had a drink, had a thing of popcorn. I was so happy. And then they played this song, right? Oh. And I just went from happiness to just emotion in the space of like a second. As soon as the song started, I was like, oh my God, I know what this is. Do you guys remember the song from Beauty and the Beast? Beauty and the Beast. That song.
No.
But then...
Tale as old as time.
Yes. Oh. But do you remember in the 90s how it was redone and it was released and it was done by Celine Dion and that amazing singer, that guy, I don't know what his name is. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes. No.
And it was in the film clip, it was really 90s and the two of them are looking at each other and it's all smoky and they're like... It's so emotional. This version. And do you remember they're looking at each other and they're going, small to say the least, but a little scared. It's so emotional. This bit. Beauty and love.
I do remember this now.
Now, if they had just done the ordinary Beauty and the Beast with the Mrs. Potts, Angela Lansbury, I would have been fine. But they did this version that's like, you know, and I just lost it. And I was like, oh my gosh. I had to stop and put down my cheese. And I was like, what? And my partner looked over and he's like, are you okay? I'm like, no, don't look at me. Don't look at me. And you know that thing when you're like, don't look at me, I'm going to cry more. Stop looking at me. And he's like looking at me. He's like,
did he hold your hand at the time?
That would push me over. I think we're already kind of hand holding, but it's that thing where you just tell someone to stop looking at you, and so all they want to do is stare at you, and you're like, stop looking at me. And then the song went on, and then they did the bit at the end that was like, he's gonna get it. But the very end when it like climaxes,
crescendos.
Yeah, and then I was just, oh, oh my gosh. It's so, and like, it's Celine Dion in her younger years. Her voice is amazing.
Her hair is quite incredible in this film clip.
She doesn't look like her in that film clip.
Oh. When
this
have
bit,
you...
Hold on. Shh, don't interrupt it. And the two singers, just quickly, James, sorry, I know you want to talk. Two singers were looking at each other holding hands. And then it just like the place erupted and I just lost it. Like I was gone. Then I was like, don't look at me for like a good half an hour. And I just ate my sorrows.
So is this a rational crying?
I don't know. Crying in public? What do you guys think?
What do you cry at? And we are talking crying because Christina, over the weekend you went to a MSO. No, SSO?
MSO.
MSO.
Plays Disney.
Concert playing Disney. Mm-hmm. And you burst into tears during Beauty and the Beast, the version by Celine Dion.
Yes, the more emotional version. After that, though, anything would have just...
Someone texted.
We got a text in, Andrew on the block, you got to feel sorry for him. So just one of the contestants on the block not having a good time, just a little bit hopeless, got to feel sorry for him. That's sweet, actually.
He got on the block?
Yeah.
On Friday night, I hosted the Foundation for Young Australians Unleashed Changemaker Awards, it was at Fed Square. These like kids, under 30s, but mostly teenagers who are doing amazing things, like inventing things, doing things for their communities.
Oh, overachievers.
Yeah. I was looking at the YouTube videos of last year's winners, and there was this guy that invented some thing for his community to make them like communicate better or something. I can't remember, but I burst into tears during that because I was like, oh,
it's like, why didn't I invent the phone?
Yeah, shut up. Every episode of Brothers and Sisters that had me.
Oh, this song could get me in the wrong mood.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.